Hey you, how's it going? My name is Ruby Price and you're listening to the 8th ever episode of Fresh From The Scene. Should I mention, Merry Christmas? Yeah, it was Christmas the other day. 2 days before this podcast came out, I might add. 2 days before this podcast came out, I should probably add. If you listen to this after Christmas, then, you know, sorry, it's just a little bit festive right now. So for this podcast, we thought we'd try something a little bit different. I was invited down to Pop Punk Pileup 2, a festival taking place at the parish on the 18th and 19th of December. They had some really amazing acts on, including Luke Rainsford, Coast to Coast, Lion Estates, This Time Last Year, Havelock. And I was also given the opportunity to speak to some of these amazing acts, and that's what we've got today. We've got a lot of little interviews covering one big thing, so yeah, I really hope you enjoy it, and I would like to do more of these, so if you know of any other, you know, festivals and stuff going on, if you're involved in any other festivals, get in touch. I'm on Twitter at FFTScene, that's FFTScene, or you can find me at Rubes. My email is also in the description of this podcast, as will be links to every single artist interviewed in this podcast. Every single one. So, who did I speak to? I spoke to Harrison Rimmer and his drummer. I spoke to A Night in November. I spoke to This Time Last Year. I spoke to Luke Rainsford. And I spoke to Lion Estate. So, you know, bit of a mix of people from the days. And I just want to give a bit of a shout out to Adam, who gave me the opportunity to come and interview these artists. As always, I'm just going to give the usual spiel. If you do enjoy this podcast, make sure you give it a share on social media. Let me know. Tag me in it. I'll give it a retweet. I'll share it, whatever the kids are doing these days. You can always leave a review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to it on. If you're listening to it on Apple Podcasts, if you scroll down a bit, you'll find review section where you can put reviews in. You know, give us 5 stars if you think we're amazing. Give us 0 stars if you think we're shit. Why do you keep listening if you think we're shit? But yeah, enough about me. Let's get on with this podcast.
You're listening to Fresh From The Scene with your host, Ruby Price.
So, fresh off the stage at Pop Punk Pileup 2, we've got Harrison and Dave.
Hello.
Hello.
So, for people who've never heard of you, how would you describe Harrison Rimmer?
A wall of sound with weird graffiti on it.
A wall of sound with weird graffiti on it. That's a really visual metaphor.
Yeah. I mean, I like to combine genres from like Bruce Springsteen, Marvin Gaye and Nirvana.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff, really. So I just blend sounds and styles together just to come up with some good old alternative rock, really.
Yeah. It sounded really good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. First artist of the day, of day one.
Thank you.
Yeah. How important would you say festivals like this are to, you know, artists at this level?
Hugely important. It's a great place to meet new people, new fans, make new contacts as well, even discover new bands you didn't know you liked. It's very important to do this sort of stuff, really. It's good to get yourself out there, especially when you're starting off. Just great.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I think that's entirely what I'd agree with. It's a great place just for networking for small bands.
Yeah.
How you get contacts and get onto bigger gigs.
Yeah. And then even like just as well, like picking up fans and stuff as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's a hard game out there, especially with like everyone trying to reach out and do the same thing. So you gotta, your live show at festivals is where you're supposed to come alive and you really try and capture an audience.
Yeah. Like, I think you said whilst you were on stage, this is your first time playing Huddersfield?
It is, yeah. I've been playing around Yorkshire now for... How many years now, Dave?
A lot.
Yeah, about 5-6 years now around Yorkshire. And I've played Australia, played around Germany, Netherlands and all the bit, but I've never been to Huddersfield. This is my first time playing here.
Ah, so you lost your Huddersfield virginity tonight.
I've been here a few times.
He's been a few times with the bands. Last time Dave was here, he was in a band called Petrol Horse, wearing a Mexican wrestler mask and his underpants. Yeah,
I assume there's a story behind that.
A local band from here called Petrol Bastard. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. Weird kind of cyberpunk band, but it kind of started off as a weird kind of joke dancer from that, the horse from Petrol Horse, and it kind of then developed into its own little industrial grindcore little side project where we all wear silly costumes and shout a lot, basically fronted by a horse. Obviously.
It's mental. It's very much mental. Like that screaming, isn't there?
Yeah, I was about to say, speaking of screaming.
Yeah. That guy sounds intense.
Yeah, that would be a night in November/December.
They seem like lovely guys. I've met them for the first time tonight, and they seem genuine people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We've got some good songs out there.
Wow, cool.
Yeah. But yeah, like, obviously, what we were saying, really good for networking. There's obviously 2 days of this festival.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because this is day one.
Yeah, because Linus Day's playing, aren't they? Yeah, Linus Day's tomorrow. They're great. Yeah, I love those guys.
Yeah. I've been following Linus Day's for a while now.
Oh, they're great, aren't they? They're cool dudes. That's what I like. The new EP's insane, man. The first track with the lyrics, I was like, out of this world. Literally out of this world.
We've established this is the first time you've played those dogs. Yes. Do you think you'll come back?
Definitely. 100%. Yeah, it's like, I like the Huddersfield local scene. We've got bands like Dead Wax who are very big in here right now, and I love those guys to bits. I've also to play the Parish, so it's nice to come here and play for the first time, and hopefully we're back soon.
Yeah,
so
it is a nice little venue.
It's so cool. So I like that it's just a bit, it's so raw.
Yeah,
that's what I like. It's just, you see all the band stickers on the wall and you feel the cold, but you play and you give energy, you get warmer, and it's great.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mikey runs it, and Mikey's just great. A fucking legend.
Yeah, man.
Mikey is definitely one of the best promoters.
Definitely, he's cool.
Right now, especially at this level.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. It was like, I mean, when
he's been doing it himself for so many years, he knows how to look after bands because he knows what it's like to be trapped by certain promoters. So yeah. He doesn't. That's why he gets some of the big names you get through here.
Yeah.
But for the size of venue, some of the bands he puts on it were insane.
Yeah, like we had Zebraheads. Yeah.
Crazy.
Summer, I think, you know.
Crazy.
Cancer Bats.
Yeah, Cancer Bats.
Bedouin Sound Clash next year. And you'll know why the Trail of the Dead are played in it.
Yeah.
You're like insane.
He's been nerding out hard, it's great.
Nerding out hard. Researching, you know, the venue.
Well, it's good to like know what's been and gone before. You go to a lot of gigs to Friday.
Yeah.
People are playing Leeds and Huddersfield. I've come here every time.
Yeah.
Paris is just a better venue.
It's true.
Cool. Have you got any plans for 2020? You know, it's December right now.
Yeah, of course. I'm always planning ahead. 2020 for me, I'm looking to record more new music, write some more stuff, keep touring. Keep up to date on all the old socials, really. Just keep on going. Really, I don't plan to stop, so yeah, just keep going.
Yeah, and like I just said, it's the end of the year, it's the end of the decade. What's your album of the decade?
Oh, it's a tough one. Dave, what's yours?
Probably either Sonic Boom 6's City of Thieves or Fresh's debut album, which I think is just called Fresh.
Yeah, it's just called Fresh. Fresh is a class. I'd say that for me, I really like the Mongol Horde album. I love that album bits. I think they're great. I just love the fact it's Frank Turner just going hardcore. But I mean, there's so many good albums in this decade. It's
what he started off doing.
I know. But it's like, because I didn't know Million Dead. I just knew him as Frank Turner. So when I saw him in Doncaster, in Darlow, and then I saw Mongol Horde, I was like, what's going on? But there's been so many good albums, I can't put my finger on the good one. I mean, Foo Fighters, In Your Honor came out this decade. I mean, that's a great album. So many just good albums.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Lots of good albums.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm glad you had a good set tonight.
Thank you for watching and asking us to be part of your podcast. Yeah. I really appreciate it. Thank you
for talking to me.
Pleasure. Thank
if
you.
Anyone wants to find you online, where can they find you?
Yeah, on Spotify, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, all that stuff. Type in Harrison Rimmer and you'll find me.
You're listening to Fresh from the Scene with Ruby Price.
So Fresh from the Set at Pop Punk Pilot Fest, I've got a night in November.
Hello.
Hey.
actually steaming on stage. Yeah.
Steaming on stage.
Cold night, yeah.
Yeah, it's chilly, man.
Yeah, I mean, Parish always does tend to get a bit chilly inside.
Yeah.
Apart from the middle of summer, I would not recommend a gig. So one of the things I always get artists to do when I get them on the podcast is, you know, describe themselves to someone who hasn't heard of them. So how would you, you know, easily sum up a night in November?
So we're trying to bring in that sort of 90s pop punk that we all, you know, the skate park pop punk stuff we used to love.
Tony Hawk.
Yeah, Tony Hawk skateboarding type, yeah, soundtrack with a little bit of influence of hardcore.
Yeah.
And just trying to sort of spread a message about just being yourself and having a good time. That's a night in November all into one, really, isn't it?
Totally, yeah. Spot on.
I think I just saw earlier today that they might be remastering THSB 1 and 2.
Really? That's amazing. That's so good.
Yeah.
That's what I choose.
On your artist bio on Spotify, you've got yourselves down as Popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
That's Lewis.
I don't think it's going over, but like that's not going to stop us from doing anything. That's why we have skits. I don't know. I just felt like, oh, it's pop punk and hardcore. And I was like, oh, it's like popcorn. And I was like, I'm popcorn. And then I was like,
and
right.
He's really pushing
and
it.
And now I'm really good. Worse than that Paul Blart Mall Cop joke. going on. You're just good
at confusing people, aren't you, mate?
Yeah, we just get hooked on bad jokes and then can't stop doing them.
So would that make a night in November salty or sweet?
Oh, whoa. You're probably a bit.
That's the right question.
Pretty sweet, right? We're nice
sweet.
Guys. Yeah.
You're pretty solid. Yeah, yeah, you
only
are.
With you guys, yeah. I'd say we're sweet. Maybe a bit. Everyone's a little bit salty sometimes, right?
Yeah, totally.
And what sort of bands is it that, you know, like influence you to, you know, just go out?
Oh, definitely Blink 182 and Offspring and
Alkaline Trio.
Yeah. Alkaline Trio, Day to Remember. Yeah. That sort of band?
Yeah. I love the crossover. Anything that's heavy but pop punk. So like Chunk No Cats and Chunk, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, definitely. Yeah. I mean, they've got synth and stuff, which is something I'd love to do. But yeah, just anything heavy with pop punk riffs. It's just fun, but like you get to be a bit like, let's get the song started.
So we've all got different influences, but we all got that one thing in common. We all like the pop punk. So we bring that in and we try to bring a little bit of influence from other things. But collectively, it's pop punk for us, definitely.
Yeah, totally.
All Goonies and movies, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Garrison, massive, like, movie.
Cinephile, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, totally.
I absolutely love films. Massive nerd on films, absolutely. But Costa's never seen a film. So this is where we differ all the time, yeah.
One day. I'm too busy watching football. Like, there's got to be a sports fan in the band, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Which team?
Should I say it in Huddersfield? Because it's not Huddersfield. Manchester United.
Oh, God, no. Yep.
Next question.
But does that mean you're off to see Star Wars
tonight? Oh, yeah, I'm going to see it on Monday.
100%.
Yeah, I'm taking my friend from work. He's 50-odd years old, and he absolutely loves it, and he went to see it, the original film when it came out. And so, yeah, I'm taking him for a Christmas meal and then going to see the film with him. It's going to be right fun. Looking forward to it.
Oh, that's cute. That's well nice.
I'm going immediately after this gig.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
It's going to be a long day.
You're going to blog about it?
Huh?
You're going to blog about it? That Star Wars?
I might be.
We'll check that out.
So, what would you say is a band who is probably on top of their game right now in the pop punk scene?
Locally, we love local bands so much. And
so
one of
many.
The things about being in a band is actually we're getting to see so many bands that we're like to discovering and really enjoying. Yeah. And we always seem to mention this band, but Lion Estate.
From my drummer with love.
Hey. Hey. Oh, thank you, mate.
You're like, where are they? I'm like, I'm just fucking sitting. Like,
Sharkbait. Just...
Yeah, Sharkbait. Sharkbait are on top.
Sharkbait are actually on top of the game.
Nailing it right.
Yeah, they're really good. Like, a local band. And Lion Estate, Plastic Waste. Just bands that have
next
real...
year we play
next
with on
year,
Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Slacker.
Yes,
bands Slaver. That just we can have real good fun with. And enjoy the music afterwards. That's what I really like, definitely.
There's so many bands that are really supportive. If any of them come to our gig or we go to their gigs, it's like the same people at the front of the crowd doing human pyramids and mosh pits and all sorts of stuff. And it's like, that's what you want when you're looking out into the crowd. You want to see people moving, and those are the guys that are really supportive.
I mean, there's like every now and then there's a gig where nobody comes, so the bands have kind of got to get behind each other. So that's where the human pyramids come in, and it makes it fun.
Or a conga line, as with tonight.
Yeah, well, I was like, I'm definitely going to do it. Every time I get nervous, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can pull off a conga line in this. And I look at Gareth and he's like, just go.
I give you
like,
a little wink, don't I? Go on, Lewis.
I've got the confidence. I mean, get out there.
It didn't, quite top the last gig where you crowd surfed on a donut, but I mean, next time, mate.
I mean, there has to be a story behind that.
Well, I don't know, we had donuts on our t-shirts. And then we were like, oh, let's get an inflatable donut. And then I was like, oh, my lifelong ambition now is to crowd surf in a donut. And we played a gig at Key Club. And I was like, oh, let me get on the donut. So, yeah, that was how it happened.
Your little face, when you're on that donut, bless you.
I was absolutely elated. It was beautiful.
I wish I'd seen that.
Yeah. So, it'll happen again, I'm sure.
Yeah. So I've been asking everyone this, but, you know, it's December. You can't not ask it. Like, you know, what's the plans for the next year?
That is a good question.
We literally started writing a new song yesterday.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, the plan is what we're kind of trying to do is release something new every year, and something where we push ourselves to be slightly different and create, get some new influences. So this year we released Nation of Bells. And that one, we sort of tried a few more effects and things in layers, which we've not tried before, and it was a bit heavier than other things we've done in the past. So next year, I don't know, we've not really decided yet. You know, I think
festivals as well, I guess. Like,
yeah,
I think
festivals would be really good.
We've played a lot of like local festival stuff. It'd be good to just like expand that and play more festivals, more like...
It's just a huge learning curve, isn't it, band? Because we kind of, none of us had really been in a band before. And what, we've been a band for like 3-4 years, and we just know so much more, but we still don't know half of what we're on about.
Just keep pushing ourselves every year, isn't it? That's what it is.
Keep putting on gigs that people enjoy. That's like the main thing, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
whenever we play a gig, the main thing that we are all focused on is just like looking out of the crowd and making sure that people enjoy themselves. So make sure people feel comfortable dancing and enjoying, and like you know, just getting stuck into stuff. So as long as our music's still making people dance, we'll be happy next year, I guess.
I kind of look forward to like our yearly kind of big gig more than my birthday these days, you know. So
maybe we should do it on your birthday.
Should we do it on his birthday?
Yes.
Your birthday. We've got everybody to dress up in Gareth masks.
Oh yeah. So going off your question slightly, but my birthday, they got me. I started playing a song, "Close My Eyes," and this was at the library in Leeds. I opened my eyes up midway through the song to everyone wearing my face masks. It was the creepiest thing that ever happened to me, I think, in my life.
To be fair, though, it did take you about 15 seconds to notice.
Well, his glasses steamed up, so it was like a slow reveal.
The steamiest man in punk pop.
Steamed glasses are revealing to receive your own face.
That was so fun.
But yeah, that was an experience.
Yeah, so we got to do costume, something for him.
I mean, if it is on your birthday, then you can look forward to both days.
It is fair. We've just got another 8 months to wait now, boys, but, you know.
Get right.
We knew it was 8 months.
Now.
Yeah.
So obviously as well, like, end of the decade, what has been your album of the decade each?
Wow.
You know what?
I guess that's
I always answer questions like this, and then I instantly think of one out a little more. But,
yeah.
Go on, you go first, and Lewis, we'll have a think.
I don't know, like, I still think, like, Neck Deep, Peace and the Panic is like my favourite.
That's been mentioned quite a bit.
Yeah, I
guess Neck Deep kind of like pop punk seemed like it was like dying off on the major scene other than like the local stuff. And then Neck Deep came along and just like proper revitalised it, and that was like the album that I was like, actually this stuff is still going around and it's still so much fun. So I guess that's something that I always come back to. There's probably a load more, but obviously everyone's got
that jumped into my mind straight away as well, to be fair. It's a cracker. I had it on like repeat, and I don't do that often anymore. It's like more you go on Spotify and you pick random songs from each album, but that one I had it like constantly running, so yeah, fair.
Yeah, I think it's been in Spotify top 10 of all of us for like the last like 3 years or something, so it must be doing something.
I'll just go with that because I can't think of one, so sounds good.
You always have like musical theatre stuff though.
Yeah, so, like when I'm working, I like to listen to musical theatre, which is completely different to pop punk.
Yeah,
The Book of Mormon is on repeat right now. But yeah, Alkaline Trio's latest album was really good for me. I love Alkaline Trio, so yeah, good.
Well, anyway, if people want to find you online, social media, streaming, stuff like that, where can they find you?
We're on all the kind of main streaming sites. Spotify is like a go-to as a number one, but we're on Apple and Google Play and all
Deezer.
That lot.
Deezer, you always mention Deezer.
No one ever mentions Deezer. You know, I've got to get some Deezer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Try to get sponsored.
I really like a sponsorship from Deezer, if that can be arranged.
Too fair, so would I.
Yeah, totally.
I think we're pretty like hot on keeping Facebook and Instagram up to date.
Yeah.
Twitter as well. And,
yeah, do you use Twitter? I never even looked around Twitter.
Yeah, we do Twitter.
As well. Yeah, every now and then on like, do you want to share this to Twitter? Yeah, okay, I'll answer. We've got a website as well, which links out to all those, which is anightinnovember.com, which is just like the band name, basically.
I guess most stuff's on Facebook and Instagram more than anything else, but yeah.
Yeah, that's where our gigs go, on Facebook mainly.
Pretty simple to remember, then.
It's aninband, isn't it? /aninband, A-N-I-N. Yeah. Band.
They're all linked to each other though. If you find us on Facebook, there's like Instagram links. If Instagram, it's Facebook and all that.
We're not top of Google yet. That's something else.
We're nearly there. Like,
There's a play. There's a play called The Night in November in Ireland.
From like 10 years ago.
They stole our name.
No, we stole it. They know it existed.
They stole it before we even thought of it.
Yeah. I know. That's always top of Google search.
You'll find it out.
In fact, we named our first EP after a review for that play.
Oh, really?
Our first EP was called Smug and Pointless, which was the review of that play.
Yeah, the guy who reviewed it, it's our first search for them. If you go for like A Night in November, it's Smug and Pointless. We're like, oh, we have to be Smug and Pointless.
We clearly spent a lot of time on Google, but yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on. And, you know, have a good 2020.
Thanks, Ruby.
Thank you very much, Ruby.
You're listening to Fresh from the Scene with Ruby Price.
Joining me right now, this time last year. Who have I got with me?
Lewis, Matt and Ryan.
Thanks, mate. I can't say my own name.
Apparently we're a five-piece and we've got a John now.
One of the things I always do when I get people on the podcast is allow them to sum up themselves in their own words. So how would you sum up this time last year?
Four.
We are four boys who make music sometimes.
It's about the rest.
Yeah, we have good bands the rest of the time.
Yeah.
We make pop punk music, that's what we do. That's about it.
We're not very good at summing ourselves up, are we?
No, I feel like it's kind of hard to do that about yourself, to say like, oh, and I feel like everyone says like, oh yeah, we're like emo and we're pop punk, but it's like, no, that's what we do. We've all listened to bands like Fall Out Boy and Taking Back Sunday, and all those sort of emo genre bands. So yeah, we are actually emo pop punk, I guess. Yeah.
Emo pop punk. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense for you to be playing Pop Punk Pilot then.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, you're back at the parish again. You know, what is it about Huddersfield music that keeps bands like yourselves coming back?
I think, I personally think that Parish is one of the best independent venues in UK. Like, sound-wise, how it's set up. Mike, who runs it, is very, very good. He's a very good promoter. He gets very involved. It's a very music-orientated venue, isn't it? Even when you're in there. Good food as well.
Yes.
So,
the food is always...
Yeah,
phenomenal.
Good.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And it's good to come to a venue that like we know like we when you come to a venue like we frequent a few venues around like Yorkshire basically and it's like okay yeah we're playing Parish okay we know what we're expecting like we know exactly what we need to do so it's just like it's really safe for us. It's like Parish and Key Club, like if you want to see us at our best, at our most comfortable, like this is the place to do it.
Yeah, Key Club definitely being. Another great venue.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think Key Club and Parish hold very special places in his heart because Key Club were where we played his first show. Parish were where we played his first headliner. So, yeah we got very close bonds with both, haven't we? So.
Yeah. And now we're playing a headliner at Key Club next year.
February 16th?
No. 21st.
Close.
Sometime in February. It's on my calendar and I'll get a notification the day before. Like, Ryan, you've got to play this show. You should probably sort your stuff out. Yeah.
Your life out.
Yeah.
I'm banned.
Yeah.
Basis not knowing the dates.
Well, you know, I just turn up if I remember it, so.
Did you notice when you asked what date it was, everyone just looked at me straight away?
Banned. Yeah.
Fair enough.
So over the last couple of years, like British pop punk has really sort of stepped out of like the shadow of American pop punk because you know that was the dominant one. You know, like how would you say that has helped bands over here like sort of develop their own sound?
I think it's really cool because you got like bands like Neck Deep, Boston Manor, Trash Boat. They're all like breaking through in the US scene, and I think for like a long time, pop punk has been like I like Blink 182 and that's it. But there's so many different pockets of like pop punk around the UK. Like we have like a Yorkshire tinge to the way we sing and we write music. The US like really broke it through with like basically all the small things like broke you like pop punk. But I think bands like Neck Deep, Boston Manor, all those guys have really like helped the UK pop punk scene like no end.
That's the thing, isn't it? When you're an older person, what sort of music do you play? Pop punk. What sort of bands? Blink.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
They're the one that everybody knows.
Yeah. Do you know Blink? Do you know like late Green Day? Less like when Green Day were like proper punky, but like more towards like American Idiot kind of vibe. Yeah, that's us. Yeah.
I kind of feel like American pop punk. It was sort of like coming to an end, and then the UK pop punk scene started to come up, and I feel like it's progressed pop punk as a whole, and it's got a lot more, not like to it now, but there's a lot more like where you, there's a lot more places you can go, especially like what you're saying with Boston Manor and stuff, the way that they've progressed and stuff, and it's still counted as pop punk, but it's just progressed the whole genre on as a whole, I think.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? You think back, what, New Mix 6, they were probably the first major British pop punk band, weren't they, really? And obviously now they're, what, alt rock, aren't they? Like progresses.
Apart from that album that sounded like Two Door Cinema Club. And like he like self confessed, he mentions one of the lines in there about Two Door, so I swear. He's like, oh yeah, we did sound like Two Door, I hate that album. I'm not quoting.
Which album was this?
Not the latest one, the one before Night the People. Latest one. Yeah, or something like that. He said something like that. Like they absolutely hated that album. And that's not a direct quote.
Don't go looking for that quote. Nah. Don't Harvard reference that shit. Yeah.
You have to make a Wikipedia page, don't you? Yeah. Just for that.
Yeah. Josh will be after you.
Yeah. I'm sure Josh will be listening keenly. Being, you know, we're never getting this time last year to support us.
Yeah.
Now.
You ruined it, Ryan. Well done.
You know what, mate? If you're listening, don't want to. didn't like you anyway.
But what's the money if you're listening? Yes. Yes.
So, you know, we're reaching the end of the decade. It's 2020 next year. Have you got any plans? Other than the gig and sometime in February?
Well, we played Leeds part of the Fireball Tour, didn't we? This year. If we're lucky, we might get on the whole tour of that. That'd be good. We're just planning on doing some more weekenders, doing some more tours, aren't we?
And releasing a new EP as well.
Yeah. I'd like to get a lot more weekenders in, get a lot more dates, play some places that we've never played before. Hopefully get another EP sorted. Definitely.
A lot of hopefullys in here.
Yeah. So I'd like to say there's plans, but it's more just like ideas at the minute.
There's nothing set in stone, is there?
No, I guess there are some things set in stone. Like we need to put out an EP next year. you know, a year is a broad spectrum. You know what? If in the next 12 months we haven't released an EP, what the hell are we doing?
Oh, don't. That's going to come back to bite us. No, but we've definitely got like a checklist of cities we want to play. Like,
yeah.
London's probably top of it.
Yeah.
Birmingham's
up there.
Yeah, I'd love to get around Scotland. Yeah. Some major cities in Scotland. Where else is there? Just places that like, you know, like maybe aren't like properly like major big old cities, but like just places like
Accrington.
Yeah, Burnley. just some of those cities that like people often forget. Wouldn't it be cool if like we were the bands that went all the way down south, like towards like right down south.
Landing,
it's
Cornwall.
Yeah. And then everyone just goes, yeah, I see why no one comes down here now. It's a right trek.
Yeah. People always complain down there, like, oh, yeah, bands always do UK tours, but they never go, like, actually down to, what's like the place I'm thinking of? Yeah, Cornwall.
There's talk either, do Burn It Down down there, don't they? Burn It Down Festival.
Yeah. And we could do some surfing in summer. That'd be cool.
Like you can
as long
say.
As you do
shut up,
but you're going to get a solid 6 months of lessons in before you go down.
Yeah, mate. I skateboarded when I was like 6, that counts, doesn't it? Yeah.
I mean, there's a bit of a difference, but we'll give you it.
Nah, it's fine, I'll be fine.
On a similar vein though, with the decade ending, what has been your album of the decade? You're allowed to say something trashy and mainstream if you know, it won't hurt your credit.
Skype for Girls by Skype for Girls. Absolutely.
That was 2007, I believe.
Yeah, but not if you're playing it this year still.
It's worrying how quick you came with that date.
So, favourite album as well?
I enjoyed Trash Boat, Nothing I Write You Can Change What You've Been Through. There's very few albums I can listen to from start to finish. That's one of them. And Boston Manor, Be Nothing.
Be Nothing is...
Be Nothing is a banger.
Be Nothing was like my 2017... as Apple playlists have told me, like just throughout the whole of 2017, I was listening to that. I think like I couldn't tell you like more 2010 to like 2015 because I think I've just forgotten about those years and that they existed. Because let's face it, I was like 18 to what like 20, 23 in those years. So I just started drinking. So I was like, right.
Before you know it, it's 29.
You know what? I'm good. Like throwing a wild card. I think the most recent, like basically every album Post Malone's released has like been amazing. like not pop punk at all.
No, no.
But they're amazing. I feel like Post Malone, like everyone can vibe to him. Like everyone can be like, yeah, you know what, Post Malone, sound guy, is actually a fucking rock star. To be fair, he's living a fucking life. Did you see that video of him?
Can I just go on record and say that Ryan's views don't represent this time last year's views?
Oh,
as come
on, mate, you would be Post Malone so quick if like somebody said like,
oh yeah, don't get me wrong, I would be.
Like, did you see that video of him just like jamming along at like, I think was it the VMAs or something like that, where it was playing with Red Hot Chili Peppers, and like it just looked so fucking happy to be there. Like what a guy. Just like, oh yeah, what are you doing tonight? Just playing some songs with some mates. Don't worry about it, yeah. Matt?
And yourself?
I can't really think, to be honest. I don't really listen to albums.
Can't go much worse now.
So. Oh yeah, it's true. Spice Girls. Oh, that's not last decade, is it?
I think I'm about to get it.
That's a couple of decades ago.
But still, definitely Spice Girls. I can't really think. I don't know. Probably Neck Deep.
No one said neck deep.
Probably Piece of Panic. I'm going to Spotify Wrapped anyway.
See, the Piece of the Panic, I think it starts really, really strong. It tapers off a bit in the middle and it finishes strong.
Yeah.
It's all quite good, though.
It is good.
I often think, is that to do with like the whole Spotify era? Like, you put your absolute
singles.
You put your most worthy songs like right at the start of the album, and then like any sort of like tracks that you think, oh, these are actually just filler tracks. You put towards the end of the album. I think that's really like weird that we live in that day and age of like.
Now.
Which is why I guess like that it goes well for us because we could never put an album together. I don't think we have it in us to write 10 songs. I think we're just
we had it in us to write 3 songs.
That takes all the will in the world,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
So it bodes well for us that we can release. I don't want to say often, but yeah, singles and smaller EPs, and people still vibe to it, and people can still get behind it.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
There's a lot of stuff in media at the moment about how to release stuff, isn't there? Especially going single driven instead of EP and album driven.
Yeah. The times are changing, aren't they?
Yeah, especially for smaller bands.
Yes,
yeah, you got to be a lot more agile and release little and often rather than relevant. Yeah. Rather than do like one big album every 2 years, because you can't tour that stuff forever, and it works better for an artist.
Ask Catfish.
You what, sir?
Ask Catfish.
What? Oh, same album over and over again. Yeah. First verse. Oh yeah, second verse. We'll just take that first verse and just change one word. There we are. We should do that.
Oh God. Right.
Confirmed.
Next
album coming end of it.
Confirmed. Next year we're gonna have a song like that, guaranteed. And I'm gonna write it.
So if people want to actually, you know, find you guys online, you know, like on streaming services or social media, what do they want to type in?
This time last year. On Spotify. Look for our ugly books in the thumbnail.
Head over to thistimelastyear.co.uk. His website's really bad. Or ttly.co.uk. Same website, but it's really bad. But on there you can find like all the social links. You can find all those music videos, the really bad music videos of us like
you're really selling us here, mate.
You're getting a theme here.
The music's good, video shit.
Yeah, the music very well produced. We work with some great producers.
Oscar Sutton is the guy.
Yeah. We have some great music videos with some bad acting by us. But yeah, check us out. We're on like all the major streaming platforms, YouTube, etc. Maybe you should check us out, eh?
Little Easter egg for you in the Limbo music video. See how many times you can see the door open and shut.
I love
because we only noticed that after, didn't we? We spent the entire day filming. Oh shit! Has that door been opening and closing?
Well, thanks for coming on.
No,
cheers. Thank you very much for having us.
You're listening to Fresh from the Scene with Ruby Price.
Pop Punk Pilot Fest. I'm here with Rich from Lion Estates.
That's the one, yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Really good. You having a good time?
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Yeah.
I wish I'd been here for more of it, although I have to say, if anyone from Huddersfield Town Council is listening, you really need to start out parking, because I drove around for like 3/4 of an hour.
Yeah, there's nowhere to park in Huddersfield that's actually any good.
Yeah.
They should really sort that out. So, you know, you brought out a new EP this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that fun?
Welcome to the family. It was really fun. It was a whole new experience because we had Johnny Gill joined us on lead vocals, and it really mixed up the writing process, which we'd sort of got used to with our old lineup, and it just added like a new dynamic, and he brought in a load of new ideas, and yeah, I'm just really proud of what we made.
It felt like a real step up from, you know, like having heard, like, you know, the previous EPs and all that, and then just being said that, and I was like, oh, this is, they've really done something here.
Yeah, Johnny can really write music, and
yeah, yeah. Like, because obviously I played Hokitika, however you pronounce it. Yeah, I played that on my show, and then like you'd obviously done a new version of it. I was like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah, yeah. We hadn't even planned it. We got that back and we were like, oh, this sounds really good. It's just going to go straight on the EP. And then when we went into the studio, we recorded it with the guy who recorded it last time, Ben from Pray for Hayden. And he was just like, I figured this out and I can make it sound so much more dynamic. Let's just do it again. And he did. He smashed it out of the park. And yeah, it's just such like a fuller sound. I'm just trapped in snare sounds now.
Yeah. We've got Luke currently sound checking.
Yeah. But yeah, so we recorded it over like 3 weekends with Ben from Pray for Hayden, and he just went away, and we hadn't quite got all the lyrics finalized. So we never actually heard Johnny finish them off, and he just went in on one night and recorded all the vocals. And then we got all like the masters back, and we were just like, oh my god, thank you, Johnny. This is good.
Yeah, it did sound really good. So obviously you guys are part of the, you know, the Yorkshire pop punk scene. You know, who do you think's doing really well right now?
It's so hard to tell because we're all like on the inside, and like I just listen to all my favorites all the time, but like. And you always feel bad if I've like forget in the moment and I don't mention anyone. But Night in November just put out their latest EP, which is really good. And then there's Sharkbait, who I recently caught. We played with them a couple of times, and they're just such lovely people. And like it's like really technical style of pop punk, which I'm a real big fan of. This time last year, they just saw them playing out, and they just keep coming on, and I absolutely love those guys.
Yeah, they do. They were, because they're obviously on the lineup for this festival, you know. Yeah, it just shows you how well they're doing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, what sort of bands influence the Lion Estate sound, would you say?
Well, that's like really hard. Like, it's been like a massive process over the years. When we first came out, we were definitely like, definitely wanted to be a cross between Set Your Goals and A Day to Remember. If you listen to like the early EPs, you can hear it. These days we were going for something a little more like Jimmy Eat World meets Living With Lions.
I could see that.
So that's what I have in my head. I'm like, that's what I want to sound like.
Yeah, it's December 2019. I've said this to everyone. What's going on in 2020?
Band-wise.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, I was like, the world is going to end.
It does feel like it.
Yeah, it does. So we've recently just planned a weekender in March, which is going to be four dates, where we're basically doing York, the Midlands, and then a couple of dates down south. We haven't quite got it finalized, so I don't want to name all everything.
Come to Brazil.
Yeah. So we've got like a 4-dater in March that is in the works, and then other than that, we haven't really got any plans solidly yet. That's probably it.
Yeah. And I guess lastly as well, you know, what's your album of the decade?
My album of the decade.
Yeah.
That is really hard.
Everyone says it's really hard, and I'm like, I know. It's fun.
I don't even know where to go. Probably the Wonder Years, Suburbia. Did that come out in 2006? I want to say 2006.
Well, that's not this decade, is it?
Wait.
That's last decade.
Oh, wait. What's going to be the decade, like the album next decade?
Well, of this decade.
Oh, right.
No, 2011 to 2019.
Oh, yeah. 2010. No, wait. Yeah, I must have got my dates wrong. It must have been like 2012.
Yeah. Still this decade. Yay,
we got it right. Yeah, woo!
High five.
Yes.
Yes. Ah, man. So if people want to find Lion Estate online, you know, like on streaming, where do they find you?
So you can find us on Facebook, which is just facebook.com/Lion Estates, spell L-Y-O-N. I know it's confusing, but it's a reference to something which, back if you get it, you get it. Spoilers. and then Instagram. We have Instagram and we have Twitter, but I can't remember the handles off the top of my head because I'm a terrible
band. I think it's Lion Estates Band.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did get a lot of notifications off Lion Estates Band back in my Radiohead days.
Yeah. Yeah, so that'll be that. And then I don't know what the Instagram one is. That's but we're right on there. You find us. And we're on Spotify, on iTunes, Amazon.
Yeah.
Deezer, maybe. Is Deezer a thing anymore?
I think Deezer's still a thing. People have mentioned Deezer today.
We're on LimeWire. We're on
LimeWire, uTorrent, Pirate Bay.
Yeah, definitely. We're on everything.
Yeah. So, you know, welcome to the family. It's a great EP, and I'm really happy that it's come out as good as it is.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you for coming on.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Fresh from the Scene with Ruby Price.
Here I am again at Pop Punk Pileup, and, you know, joining me again is Luke Rainsford.
Hey again. Good to see you.
Yeah, you too. How was Canada?
It was good. It was very cold, but everyone was so friendly, and the shows were sick, and it was beautiful, and the food was great, so it was good.
Did you find your moose?
I didn't find a moose.
Oh, no.
Apparently on the wrong side of Canada.
Oh.
So I've got to go back to the other side and find a moose. I saw a lot of like fake mooses, like big like
fake
mooses. What's the word? Like anthropomorphic mooses.
Okay.
Moose eye. And that was cool. Saw some stingrays. That was sick. Got to pet a stingray.
Oh yeah, I saw it on your Instagram.
Oh, it was the best day of my life. That was better than everything else combined. Was petting the stingray. But everything else was still amazing. So yeah, it was great. Since I last saw you, I've like completely fucked up my sleep schedule. But besides that, it's been sick.
So. Yeah. So like, I'm catching you before you played your set. You're excited.
I am, yeah. I haven't played a show with my band for a while. It's always good to see them. Last time I saw them was like before Canada, so it's,
yeah.
I'm especially excited for that. And I've never played Huddersfield, so I have no idea what to expect at all.
I mean, I'm hoping we can bring a decent audience for you.
Hopefully, yeah. But regardless, I just like playing, so to be able to play shows with my friend is sick. So.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see you with your band for the first time.
Oh, you haven't seen... Oh, no. Yeah, it's cool. They're much better musicians than me, so it's nice. I can like hide behind their talent and just be like, yeah, this is me.
This is us.
Yeah, this is us. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, they are very, very dedicated, and they are very talented and really friendly and really funny. So I'm very lucky to have such a good group of guys and girls that play with me, so it's sick.
I mean, hopefully if you get a good one tonight, you might end up coming back to Huddersfield again.
Hopefully, yeah. Like, that'd be cool. Like, it's these sort of towns are always difficult because they're, like, close to bigger cities, but not, like, close enough that it's, like... It's hard to like fit it into tours and stuff. You usually just play the bigger city instead, so it's difficult. But it's cool to when I get the chance to play the smaller places.
Yeah, it obviously makes a lot more sense, you know, like to play Huddersfield rather than Huddersfield and Leeds.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
There's gonna be more people in Leeds.
Yeah,
and there's more like well-known venues and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a tough thing because I want to play the smaller places because I understand it's like grassroots venues and people like in those local areas and stuff. But it's so difficult to make work sometimes. But I do try my best where I can.
Yeah, I mean we all try our best.
Yeah.
Got to support local venues.
Yeah, 100%.
Is there anyone on this lineup that you've actually been wanting to see?
Yeah, so my friends in Havelock, who are really cool. Two of them used to play in my band actually when I did full band shows, which is really cool. They got really busy with their band. They're some of my best friends. They're from Sheffield. They're about to play in like 10 minutes-ish, which is really exciting. I'm excited for that. Harrison Rimmer, who played first.
Oh, yeah.
We played shows a few times over the years, like when I first ever started touring, which is really cool to see him again. It's really cool. I wish I was here tomorrow, because a lot of bands tomorrow I want to see as well, like especially my friends at Coast to Coast, who are like some of my best friends. Like we grew up playing shows together like in our like teenage years, so it's a shame I can't be here for that, but it's,
yeah,
a lot of cool bands.
A lot of cool bands. It's now December 2019.
It is.
What have you got planned for 2020? I asked you this last time, but things might have changed.
New music.
New music.
Which is definitely happening, like, a lot sooner than you might think.
Okay.
As in, like, very early 2020, there's going to be some new stuff dropping, which I'm really excited about. It's sort of last minute, but not rushed.
No.
It's like something that sort of very naturally happened and was like, whoa, this is cool, let's get this out now. Yeah. Which is really exciting, because I've been waiting for a long time. It's nice to finally start actually doing stuff, because it's been a bit like frustrating having to wait and stuff, but this is exciting. More tours, obviously, because I'm always touring.
Yeah.
But yeah, mostly just new music, which I'm like, I'm over the moon about.
Yeah. What about album of the decade? Because we're about to go into 2020s.
You're going to do album of the decade to me?
I've been doing album of the decade to everyone.
That's so difficult. I don't think you understand how difficult that is.
I do. My podcast last week was entirely albums of the decade.
So I'm going to be pretentious as well. I can give three answers. I'm going to give my personal favourite.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to give, like, an objective best record. Like this is the best record. And then, did I say three? I meant two.
You said three.
I meant two.
You meant two.
So, like, my favourite. In fact, no, objective best record that I'll do first. In terms of, like, cultural impact, in my opinion, and sort of, like, Billie Eilish, When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Because I think that record is such, like, a statement of pop music.
So many people just take into that record.
Oh, it's so, like, it's pop music, but it's interesting and different and, like, dark and like everything that pop should have been, but still equally successful and more successful than the majority of pop records. I think that's such a huge statement for a 17-year-old woman in the music industry to make.
Yeah,
that is, and I fucking love it, and I'm so much respect her as a person. And yeah, I think that's probably my record of the decade, which is maybe a hot take. I don't know. I don't really give a shit, but I love it. And I think I just think objectively that's, if I was the authority on what made good music, then that's what I would choose. A personal favourite is probably The Greatest Generation by The Windeers.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of the impact that record made on me personally. It sort of changed my music taste completely and changed the way I wrote songs completely. And so, for me personally, that is my album of the decade.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's an obvious answer for me. I think anyone who knows me knows that's what I'd say.
Yeah, but mine was a very obvious one. The Beat My Nearly. I say it's a band sound.
Yeah.
It was Great Depression.
Oh, fair. Okay, that's understandable, yeah. I get exactly why you're saying that, yeah. Sure.
It just completely changed the way I sort of appreciated albums again.
Yeah, yeah. It's like very, it's almost brave to do a concept album these days. It's changed, the industry's changed so much, everything's so single-driven, that a concept album is such a statement. So, like, I've got a lot of respect for them for doing that. It's risky, but it paid off.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, I will stop now that there's a band playing.
Yeah, there is. That was bad timing, unfortunately. Yeah. That's my bad.
Oh, it was awesome, mate. But yeah, thank you for coming back.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you for talking to me. It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. No worries.
You're listening to Fresh from the Scene with Ruby Price.
Thank you very much for listening. I hope you had a good Christmas. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. As I said before, there will be links in the description to all of the acts interviewed in this podcast, as well as also links to find Fresh from the Scene and myself on Twitter. I'm also on loads of other things with pretty much the same username across almost all of them, except Instagram. Ugh. If only I could have had Rubes on Instagram. I hope you have a good new year, and I will see you next year in 2020 for another podcast. Thank you, and goodbye.